Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hello, happy Friday to you. It's Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una, and were you going to hear today's show, which is good. We had a great show today.
I did have a lot of fun on today's show, yeah.
There was a lot of talk about lucky underwear.
Lucky knickers and bringing Bridgets back. Bridgets are beautiful. I'm talking about the ladies and I'm talking about the knickers.
All right, let's get into it.
Heading into the weekend, maybe wearing your lucky knickers.
Yeah, let's talk knickers, lucky knickers.
Okay.
Because it has been revealed that 40% of Irish women do, in fact, own a pair of lucky knickers.
Stop it.
Yeah, set the lights.
Okay, this is interesting. It's kind of like, what are the lucky knickers for? And you got onto somebody to find out about this. An actual knickers expert.
She is, Kasia runs a knicker shop, a lingerie shop.
That's French for knickers, isn't it?
Yeah, in Galway. And she was able to tell us loads about, you know, lucky knickers.
So, of course, everybody want lucky knickers.
Does everybody want lucky knickers?
Yes.
All in favour say aye.
Aye.
Lunatics.
Always lucky knickers for a driving test.
Oh my God, you must have the luckiest knickers in the world, Una.
Hey!
You must have had them on. You must have been rubbing them. Come on, bring me all the luck.
To get a driving license. And of course, the most popular, 90% of the ladies.
90% of ladies, out of the 40% that have lucky knickers.
Yeah. Have a lucky knickers for their third date.
For the third date? So you've gone the first, gone the second, you've got a pair of lucky knickers for the third.
So, yes. And for a third date, as you know, even the ladies who love hipsters or a full brief always coming here for some...
Go on, what are they coming in for?
Beautiful lacy tongue. Yeah. So, yes, lucky knickers are very important for the big events in the life. Especially the third date.
Boom!
Wow.
Third date lucky knickers.
Thank you so much, Kasia. And Kasia runs Change in Galway. It's a lingerie.
That's a great name for an underwear store.
Change.
Yeah.
To remind you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But no, I think like Donald, men have like you have. Would you have lucky undies?
Yeah, you got kind of you'd go in on date. Pants and stuff. But I wouldn't wear my gym ones to go on a date.
Why do you have holes in those ones?
Not holes. They're just the going on date ones are just better looking.
They're nicer.
If you end up showing them off.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're just like lucky or they're just, you know, they're just a banging pair of knickers. Like, do you know what I mean?
No.
Okay.
Am I the only one in the room who wears them for comfort?
Confidence?
Yeah. Why? What are you doing wearing confident pants?
No, listen.
Hello, my name's Donald. I've got my confident pants on.
I will only wear a certain type because I get them from a certain shop and they're so comfortable and but they're beautiful as well.
Oh, here we go. When you describe underwear like that, Tony, you got to really get into it.
Beautiful.
Nope.
They're just comfy. They're just so comfy.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with wanting to live in Bridget Jones knickers?
There's nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. No.
You just might be alone forever, but there's nothing wrong with this. What? Well, listen, if you're waking up today and you're thinking to yourself, I need to have some luck, put on your lucky knickers.
Put on your lucky knickers.
Because you just might pass your driving test.
Or go out and buy yourself a pair of knickers and say, right, you are my lucky knickers from now on.
Program
the knickers.
You've
and just say, knickers.
This is where AI is going to take over. You're going to be able to ask ChatGPT to program your underwear.
No, you don't need ChatGPT. Just do it yourself. Set the intention.
Okay, go on. You give us an example of how you set the intention of programming your knickers for them to be lucky. I thought they became lucky because something happened while you were wearing them. And
that can happen too.
Damn
that happens.
Lucky knickers.
Yeah, but that happens too. But just, you know, to be sure, just set the intention, program them. Say, hey, knickers, you're going to be my lucky ones and we're going to have a good day today. A good night, okay? And see what happens. Just put it out there. Set the intention.
Okay.
Let the knickers do their work.
Let them hold in all the bits that need to be held in. And
yeah, that's
bring
true.
Me luck.
Yeah. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. So best of luck if you're wearing your lucky knickers this weekend.
Well, hey.
Woo-hoo. Our survey says 42% of people say that they waste money on this and they don't like wasting money. Nobody likes wasting money, Una.
No.
No? And
we're already broke.
I know.
Price of fuel.
Don't start.
Price of energy.
We don't have time for it.
Mortgage repayment. Coffee. I can't give up coffee. Sorry,
no.
Just happened.
Just use the machine here.
I do use the machine here.
Fill up before you go home.
That's a really good idea.
Do you not do that?
No, I don't do that.
Tips for the day.
Oh, you're a cute whore, all right, huh?
Jesus Christ.
Your father-in-law, Big Dave from Cavan.
Be very proud of me. Go on, bring back a couple of bags of beans. I might just do that. Here we go.
Okay, let's get your voice notes in this morning on our number 087-110-2107. Hold the mic, send the voice note. What are we asking?
42% of people say this is the thing they waste the most money on. What is it?
Oh, I have so many things I waste money on. And I genuinely, I absolutely hate paying for things that I feel unnecessary.
And tolls.
I got it. Oh, tolls.
Yeah. Tolls.
Those roads are paid for.
It's shocking. Like, it grinds my gears.
Road tax. What? There's no roads. It's just holes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This could be a ranty
come
day.
Come on, sing it. Sing it. Keep going.
The amount.
TV license.
Oh, no. That funds radio and television.
I love TV license inspectors. Shout out to all the TV license inspectors. Big love, guys. Big love.
If they don't answer the door, look through the letterbox. You might see them running through from the kitchen to the sitting room. Right. Here's the dealio. This is one thing that I think that is a waste of money, because when you can get it for free by listening to iRadio, yeah, or the Go Loud app, you've got hundreds and thousands of hours of free music. Why are we paying for Spotify or Apple Music or anything like that? It's like, that's a waste of money when you get it for free from iRadio.
Yeah.
Do you know you
guess? That's a very good guess.
So there you go. That's a waste of money. Don't be spending money on it.
It could be a higher percentage, Cooper. It's just not the answer I've got written down.
Damn it, I thought I had this. Okay, all right. Is it new underwear? Nothing wrong with the one I have. Okay.
No. 42% of people say this is the thing that they waste the most money on. What is it?
Okay, guess is on 087-110-2107. What's going on? It's Cooper Noonan. And this is, our survey says, our guess is on 087-110-2107. We're asking you to guess the answer to this, please.
42% of people say this is the thing that they waste the most money on. What is it?
A lot of guests is coming in saying gym membership, because they get it and then they don't go to it. So, like, you've paid
you're
for
wasted,
it.
Yeah. You're wasting your money. Yeah.
That's a very good shout. No.
Is it coffee? My missus spends all my money on coffee. Just drink instant at home. Lol. Shane in Galway.
But it's not coffee.
But I'm just, listen, just the Shane is saying, want to rant now about instant versus beans.
Well, it's one is coffee, the other isn't. Simple as that.
Well, why isn't the instant coffee? It comes from a bean.
It doesn't say coffee on the jar, Una.
What does, it does too. It
doesn't.
Okay, I'm going to.
You go check.
I will.
Not coffee, no.
I love this debate.
Because, obviously.
Oh, yeah. So, what are you saying?
The driving test.
It's a driving test. People think it's a waste. The driving test.
Because, obviously, it doesn't matter whether you can drive or not.
Huh?
As long as you wear no knickers to it, you'll still pass your test.
Oh, my God.
Not right, Una.
What? Why are you implying I didn't wear knickers to my driving test?
It was stuff you were saying earlier on.
I didn't say I didn't. I said I didn't need lucky knickers to pass my test. I didn't say I didn't wear them any knickers.
Still kind of sounds like.
No, I didn't.
Okay, 087-110-2107.
42% of people say this is the thing they waste the most money on. What is it?
Okay, we have a survey, and the survey is asking us this question.
42% of people say this is the thing they waste the most money on. What is that?
Parking.
Oh.
Parking fees.
That's a good question.
Una refuses to pay it.
Then that's not true. I do pay it. No, I just hate it where they're the ones that don't take the change.
Oh, the card ones or the app ones.
The app ones. Yeah. I can't work the app ones.
That's a huge thing.
That's a YP baby, a you problem. I say loads of people can't work them.
How hard is it?
Well, there's apps involved and stuff, and what if your phone is full up and you can't download any apps?
That's a you thing.
No, no. I met a woman at a car park once and the two of us were there for ages trying to work out how to pay.
I met a woman in the car park once and the two of us stood there bemused. We didn't know how to pay our parking and the both of us were...
Hey.
Right, okay, what are you saying?
I would say I waste the most money on...
Come on, Vivian.
Buying drinks while out.
What do you mean?
Like grabbing a bottle of water, grabbing a can of Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Grabbing a coffee.
Yeah.
Like, absolute waste of money when I have got so many travel coffee cups or bottles at home that I could fill up. But no, no.
No, no.
Nearly every day I'm out somewhere, I will buy a bottle of something. So I would say I waste a colossal amount of money on buying drinks out everywhere I go.
I'm not. I'm pretty good because I travel mug all the time with me and I'll use the free coffee and work. Woohoo! And I always kind of fill my boot up. I've none in there at the moment. I'm all out with bottles of water. So I'm not just constantly just buying water.
Aren't you cute, aren't you?
You better believe it, baby.
I didn't mean it that cute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, cute whore-like.
Yeah.
Say what you mean, Una.
Is that it?
No, but it's very close to the answer. The answer is you're buying your lunch out instead of making it at home. Similar to making coffee at home, bringing it out with you instead of buying coffee.
I haven't bought lunch out, I'd say, in about 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah,
I don't do that. Yeah. Not guilty of that.
I'm just busy spending my money on fuel.
Yeah, and I just like bringing in eggs to annoy you here in the studio. Yeah.
And it bloody well works.
Let me lift you. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
Rolled. Rhyme It, which we play every morning just after 8 a.m. is always fun. And the prizes are pretty, pretty odd because it's the contents of your drawers. And today's was quite choice.
You wouldn't know what's going to be. I feel I was robbed today, by the by.
I have a funny feeling the person who sent you what was given away might be sore as well.
Yeah, they might be feeling robbed. It's not right.
Yeah, and sure, we can just look forward to you bringing in more food, which doesn't have containers anymore because you gave away your containers.
I didn't. Donald took away my lunch boxes that someone sent me in to put them on a list for Harry Styles. It was bribery. See, they tried to bribe me. If they'd have sent me money, I might have helped. Only joking.
Oh my God.
Anyway, Donald put it in the prize pack.
Yeah, let's see who won. Was it Jess from Bettystown?
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Rhyme It's a game where you can win the contents of Una's drawers. You've got to get the highest score at the end of the week and then you can win. What's in the drawers? We'll find out in the next few moments. We're playing this morning looking to take it, all of those contents, and beat the high score. For a joint score of 5 is Jess from Bettystown. Morning, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Good morning.
How is Bettystown looking on this kind of cold, bright morning?
It's good and sunny, yeah.
Good and sunny. Bettystown.
18 degrees it could reach today, Jess.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Don't be teasing us.
I was thinking about a barbecue last night.
You think
great dry weather.
Yeah. Bettystown, the only part of Meath that tips the coastline.
Yes.
So there's a beach there.
There is a beach there. There's a massive beach.
It's outrageously large.
Lovely.
Is the fun park still in Bettystown? They used to be like hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah, no, they moved that up to Drogheda now. Yeah.
Oh, Fantasia, isn't it?
Yeah.
The water park. I've been up there. It's nice. It's really, really nice.
It's a good spot. Yeah.
Speaking of fun parks, you're going to a fun Emerald Park this Sunday with the family, aren't you?
That's the plan of action. It's reopening.
Woohoo! Go on!
Who's all going, Jess? Who are you bringing?
Just the family selfie, myself, my husband, and the three kids.
Have the kids got names, or are they just 1, 2, and 3?
Well, it's depending on my humour, but most of the time they have a name.
You could have given us the names.
Tig.
Yeah.
He's my eldest. I have Edie and Albie.
And which is your favourite?
Can't ask Mama that.
Of course you can't
have a favourite.
Are you kidding me? Ask me.
She knows she does, but she can't say it out loud.
Ask me.
No. Who's your favourite?
Well, I have one of them sitting here looking at me.
I'm joking. It's Elizabeth. All right. Do you know how to play the game Rhyme It, where we give you a word and then you're going to be given 30 seconds to give us the answer to every single question rhyming with that word? Are you clear on that?
Yep.
All right, cool. Let's turn the page here now. Look at what word you've to rhyme with this morning. Your word is?
Moan. M-O-A-N. Moan. Okay.
Inspired by Una. All right. Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
You download apps onto this.
Phone.
If you're buying something expensive, you may ask for a what?
A loan.
When the day has gone by quickly, time has what?
Flown.
The skull and pelvis are types of what?
Bones.
I keep my phone on silent so I don't hear my ring what?
Tone.
A sound we make expressing pain or disapproval.
Pass.
If you propel something through the air, you've what it?
Flown.
An aircraft.
An aircraft.
No, I had to stop talking.
All right, I was like, what?
An aircraft? Go on, yeah. You're going to give me a ticket for one? That was so close. When you passed on number six, I was like, oh my God, it's running out. The sound that we make when expressing pain or disapproval is groan. But I'd be happy to tell you.
Oh, groan. Okay, yeah.
I'd be happy to tell you now. All right. Representing Betty's Town, the coastal town, East Coast legends. Jess, you got a score of six. You have won the contents of Una's drawers. Are you ready to find out what's in there?
Yeah, go for it.
You sound very unsure. Well, you've got the iRadio pull string bag, which is good for going to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the iRadio water bottle. They are rare. You got a pack of silver mints.
It's always good to have nice breath, Jess.
There's a pen which has probably been in Una's mouth.
Not true.
Two purple snacks which have not been in Una's mouth yet. What else is in here? Oh my God. Una, you can't be giving up.
What?
These were sent into Una as a bribe, a gift.
They were in a drawer, so.
Oh, they're in. Okay, yeah, it's the content. There's three lunch boxes in here.
Hey! They were sent to me as a bribe this week.
Didn't work. All right, so you got three lunch boxes.
For the three kids now, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you.
You can put some salmon in the kids' school bags without the fear of it leaking all over their books.
I did that once. That's what he's referring to.
Jess, thank you so much for coming on and congratulations. Well done.
Woo!
Thank you very
much. Betty's Town.
You're Betty's Town. Right, let's get the kids to sing. Here we go.
You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
If you want to play, kick it off Monday, 087-102-107.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We got back talking about Lucky Knickers again because we had somebody getting it off their chest because they do have a date this weekend.
Yeah, and they want to wear their Lucky Knickers, but their Lucky Knickers are actually their big Bridget Jones knickers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Una, we've got a message here from Ruth who wants to get something off her chest. I wonder, can you of all people help?
Oh, yeah.
Because you instigated this.
Did I?
Yeah.
Hi guys, I have a little bit of a dilemma and I want to get something off my chest. I heard that yous were talking about like Lucky Knickers and it just dawned on me that I'm going on a date this evening and I have a pair of Lucky Knickers that I always wear when I have something big coming up, but they're not cute. They are Bridget Jones style, so I'm not sure if I should wear them because if anything else happens after the date, I'd be absolutely mortified. But should I wear them for luck anyway? I'm just really superstitious like that. Hope you can give me some advice. Thanks.
There you go. So the person who really believes in Lucky Knickers, Una, what do you got to say?
I'm saying wear the knickers, right? We need to bring the Bridgets back, okay? Sign the petition. We're bringing Bridget back. We're making Bridget sexy again because... And also, sexy is in the eye of the beholder. And once you feel, like, comfortable in yourself, it's a domino effect because when you're feeling comfortable, you're feeling confident. And that's when the sexy comes out, you know? Confidence. Confidence is sexy.
This is a beautiful speech,
Anna. And also... The Bridgets discourage unworthy men because if they're not ready for big knickers, then they're not ready for a big personality. So, in short, I'm bringing Bridget back. Let's bring Bridget back. I love this because you won't understand this, Cooper, but all the ladies out there will.
Yeah.
Bridget Jones knickers are kind of like emotional support knickers. It's like getting a hug.
Just emotional support.
Just emotional. And emotional support and, you know, there's no VPL lines there with them. And yes, they do hold other bits and bobs in, which is great.
Yeah.
So I'm saying wear the knickers. They're your Lucky knickers. They're your comfy knickers. And damn the man.
Stand up and preach.
Yeah, preach.
All right. I'd love to know what anybody else thinks about this. Should she maybe just bite the bullet and wear something if she's looking to impress?
No.
If she is worried about the Lucky Knickers.
Like, I mean, maybe if there's a couple of, like, you know, raggedy, you know, if they're off colour and there's holes and stuff in them.
If the elastics aren't working.
If the elastics aren't working, maybe then I'd reconsider.
What do you reckon? Are you a believer in Lucky Knickers? Ruth has been in touch and she wants to get something off her chest.
Hi guys, I have a little bit of a dilemma and I want to get something off my chest. I heard that yous were talking about like Lucky Knickers.
Una was.
We all were.
We just joined in your conversation.
No, it was a collective conversation.
You're a big believer in the Lucky Knickers. You wore them for your driving test, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me that I'm going on a date this evening and I have a pair of lucky knickers. Ooh. That I always wear when I have something big coming up, but they're really, they're not cute. They are Bridget Jones style. So I'm not sure if I should wear them, because if anything else happens after the date, I'd be absolutely mortified.
So there you go. Now you're saying bring the Bridget back.
Yeah, Bridgets are beautiful. Bridget knickers are really are. They're they're lovely.
Yeah, now we're obviously talking about Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones knickers. They're big knickers. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They're big knickers.
Yeah, and do they draw attention, you know, when you're there and you're about to get intimate and you're checking out everything that's going on?
It's a talking point, man.
You know, what was Hugh Grant's character in Bridget Jones? Did he notice her big knickers, you know?
Now, these are very silly little boots, Jen.
Oh, yeah, very silly little boots.
This is a very silly little dress.
It is a very silly little dress.
And,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely enormous pants.
There you go.
Okay.
It's a conversation starter.
But do lads in generally care, or ladies, whoever you're getting with, do they care?
I think some definitely do. Yeah. One of my friends recently had an experience where the fella, like, they've been going out now for a couple of months, but now we felt comfortable enough to say to her, God, at the start, like, when you were wearing those big knickers, I was like,
stop.
Yeah.
No, get in the scene. He said that to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, get him on. Honestly, speaking on behalf of men, I couldn't give a crap if you're wearing a pair of, I don't know, paper bag or a pair of whatever the hell. Whatever you're comfortable in.
Exactly. That's what I said. Because comfortable equals confidence, and confidence equals sexy.
It's all well and good, you know. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Aren't they nice? But that's not what you're, you know. What do you want to do? Do you want to try them on? You like them that much? All right. 087-110-2107. We got a funny message this morning. Somebody's going on a date, Ruth, and she's pretty worried.
I'm going on a date this evening, and I have a pair of lucky knickers that I always wear when I have something big coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really, they're not cute. They are Bridget Jones style.
Okay, so she's worried about how they look. I told her not to worry.
So, yeah. I mean, like, she's thinking that the Bridgets might be a turn-off, okay? But, like, I'm saying, Ruth, wear the Bridgets. Be big. Be proud. Like me. Like me, Bridgets. Be bold. Be Bridget. Be Bridget. Bring in big, brief energy. That's the ad campaign for the Bridget Jones knickers right there. Yeah.
Can you buy them?
And what do you mean?
Like, is there an actual brand of Bridget Jones knickers, or is it just...
No, I'm patenting it now.
What are they? Passion crushers, or what were they called?
Passion killers.
Passion killers.
Not true.
No, I know.
No, they're bringing the passion. Bringing the passion back.
Kerry, good morning.
Hi, Kerry.
Good morning.
What's your opinion? Does Ruth need to worry about wearing her lucky knickers, which aren't what she would describe as...
alluring.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't think so. I think she should wear them. And then if she thinks things are heading in the right direction, nip into the bathroom and, like, bring a spare pair of nice, attractive knickers and change into them then, and just hide the other ones back in her bag.
Yeah, but isn't that a lot of fuss? Do you know what I mean?
Not
Kerry?
Really. It only takes a few seconds to get changed in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I mean, are you lying to yourself then?
So hang on a second. Are you not then? So you're at dinner and things are going well, and you're just like, excuse me, I'm just going to go to the ladies. And then you get up and you've got your bag, your little lovely little slim bag. And then you come back and your bag is all bulging because you got these massive knickers.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to put the knickers? You put them down.
They're not that big. I'm sure they'll roll up fairly small now.
Well, do you own a pair of Bridgets, Kerry?
I do. I have plenty of Bridgets.
Yes.
Let's cut to a clip.
You need a bit of scaffolding now underneath some of the dresses.
You'll be wearing them Saturday. Are you going out on Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. See, my husband is a dairy farmer and we're still calving at the moment. So, you never know. We might go out.
Okay.
Yeah, might go out to celebrate. But come here.
I'm nearly finishing.
I'd love to hear from other lads on this. Me, personally, I don't care what colour or shape or whatever they are.
Yeah,
once you're happy and comfortable.
That's good to know, yeah. Thanks for telling us that.
So obviously my opinion does not.
No, it's just
this
like
087-1102-107. Kerry, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Kerry.
You're very welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Happy Bridget Nickers Day.
Happy Bridget Nickers Day, you lunatic. That could be a new thing.
Yeah.
I'm into it. This message came in, and I think it's directed towards you, because you said that you wore your lucky knickers for your driving test.
Did I? I can't remember if I said it or not, to
you
be honest.
Definitely did. The fact that you passed.
Hey!
Morning, guys. Just on the lucky knickers situation there, whether Una was wearing hers or not, whether she, when she was doing her driving test, I don't know, but you can be sure, I'd say, from the sound of E lads, the way she's driving, the driving instructor had to throw his out, I'd say, after the driving test, because obviously it wasn't just Una leaving skids that day.
Hey! Oh, unfair!
Hey-o.
Not true!
Hey-o.
You see? Yeah. You know what you're projecting about me being a bad driver now?
No, I don't need to say anything. The videos are still up on our website and on our Instagram and socials at This Is iRadio. Anyway, are you worried? Good, bad knickers? I'd love to hear from lads what they think. Do they genuinely care?
Yeah.
Do they genuinely care? Or are you all wasting your money on lacy, whatever they're called?
Go on, say it.
Knickers.
Tong.
Thanks. No, thanks. Thank you so much to Ruth for getting in touch, looking to get something off her chest, because she's got a date this weekend and wants to know what she's going to do, wear her lucky knickers. We were talking to Kerry, who said, have a nice pair, just in case things are going well, in your bag, so you can just excuse yourself, go to the restroom and come back and say, okay, let's go. So we're getting a reaction as well. And I said, lads don't really care.
And I said that Bridgets are beautiful and that we should be empowering and bring Bridget back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't need to go too deep on it, though.
Well, why not?
It's just knickers, isn't it?
No, but they're emotional support knickers for yourself and your body. someone has been in touch and says, if he gets down to her lucky knickers and doesn't say, hello, mummy, an automatic red flag.
Jesus, don't ever say that again on the radio.
What? Hello? What? No, I think that's a line from the Bridget Jones when they see her big knickers.
Really?
Well...
Well, here was the line that Hugh Grant said in Bridget Jones.
Now, these are very silly little boots, Jed.
Yes, they are.
And this is a very silly little dress.
Mm.
And, absolutely enormous pants.
So we can all see the humour in it as well. Let's get one more voice out on this. Thank you so much from everyone. 087-1102-107. Philip?
I suppose as long as Mammy and Daddy hasn't them tagged and there is a day of the week on it that isn't the day that you're on the date with her.
Oh my God, these are bigger Monday bands. And it's Friday. Oh my God.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
Do you remember what you said on the radio during the week? That's what the quizzy bit was all about today.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah, it was good fun and you won.
I did win.
Yeah, you must be delighted with your memory.
I actually have a really good memory.
Yeah, and it's the things that you remember, which is the oddest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never remember the important things, only the things that make you angry at other people.
Selective memory.
Yeah.
Here's something new, which is something fun. And, Una, I feel like I'm being seen right now because we're being tested on what we've done during the week. And it is a quiz called the Quizzy Bit. And we are basically going to be questioned on what we both came out with this week.
Yep.
So I know that you are possibly one of the most competitive people I know.
Not at all. Not at all.
Shut.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
my God. Where the hell is this coming from? Not at all. I'm like... That's the Una's lying on the radio klaxon. This has been given to us by Dave and Fanula from iRadio. Yeah, weekdays from 3.
Hello, Cooper and Una. It's Dave and Fanula.
And we have some questions for you.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, so I'll try and keep score on this one, all right? I'll put a C here for Cooper and O for Una. And hopefully that'll be your score. You ready for question one? Yeah?
Go on.
Number one. In the wind-up Wednesday prank call this week, who did you say was being encouraged?
Being encouraged?
Being encouraged?
Being encouraged. Oh! Was he encouraging the criminals on the mean streets of Mount Melick?
Is that... I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's find out.
Oh, you denying it? Look, there's enough criminals now on the mean streets of Mount Melick.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you bought this car, you're just giving them money. Do you know what I mean, Mr. Don? You're encouraging them, the criminals.
Well done, Una.
Thank you.
Wouldn't be like you to be, you know, right all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Number two. Una said that something happened to her one time this week. What was that?
One time.
Ooh, was it...
That was one time.
Was it food related?
Could be a lot of things in my life are food related.
Was this the oysters?
No.
Oh my God, I've absolutely no idea. Do you have any idea?
The oysters. No, I don't know.
I know, I'm lost as well. No points.
Tupperware, 3 lunchboxes.
Oh, is this so you can put your leaky fish in instead of just putting in
tinfoil? Hey, the leaky fish happened one time and I wasn't aware the tinfoil wasn't waterproof. So.
Because you clearly didn't do living in life.
Can we please talk about the leaky fish situation that I brought in salmon that was leaking in tinfoil and it leaked all over my snacks? That's been brought up a million times already.
I don't think we need to talk about it
anymore.
I'm
going to be known as Salmon Girl.
It's definitely something fishy about you. All right, number three.
Number three. Una said she brought her own loaf to her friend's house because she didn't like freezer bread toast. What did Cooper call you after you revealed this?
What did he call me?
Did I call you notiony? I probably did.
Notiony. Pot and kettle, my friend.
Hey.
She was giving me... freezer toast. It was disgusting. It was like hard, crispy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Maybe I called you ungrateful and spoiled.
Hey!
Let's see what the answer was.
Because my friend gave me freezer bread toasted.
Oh, yeah.
And I spat it out. Right?
Oh, would you stop being melodramatic?
I couldn't eat it. I couldn't eat it. It was gank. I actually went out and bought my own loaf of bread. It might be toasty on the outside.
You're such a special person. Melodramatic and a special person. Ain't no denying that. Okay, all right, question four.
Number four. What compliment did Cooper say he got on Wednesday after Una said she received one over the weekend?
I remember this.
Oh, yeah, because I got a compliment.
You did.
Someone said that my dress was sensational. I mean, sensational. What a fabulous compliment to get.
It is a beautiful compliment to get. Yeah.
So, did someone say something? I don't remember you getting a compliment.
No, I did get a compliment.
I remember Donal got a compliment about something and he got a free coffee.
Yeah. I remember what it was, and it was that my physio says, isn't your neck moving well?
Oh.
I think that's what it was.
That's super.
Monday, I did get a compliment. My physio said that my rotation on my head was quite good.
Yeah, there you go.
You're moving a lot better than you were last week.
Oh, my God.
Watch out.
So you can move your neck from side to side.
All right, one more.
And number five, what did you accuse Brian of denying during the prank?
Oh, I know this.
Denying.
Yeah.
Are you denying that you...
I'm going to write this down.
...are involved... are you denying that it was a chop-chop jobby when I said that the car was a chop-chop jobby?
Okay, you're saying chop-chop jobby?
Yeah.
Right, I'm saying that you're denying that you're AI is what I'm saying. Right?
Oh, I did deny I was AI.
Well, let's see. You said you're chop-chop jobby.
Okay.
So is it chop-chop jobby or is it AI?
Chop-chop jobby. Breakers Yard called me and he said it's a chop chop jobby, and then I went down and I saw the chop chop jobby and I saw it with my own eyes.
Are you chop chop jobby?
Are you going to deny that it was a chop chop jobby?
Chop chop jobby.
A chop chop jobby.
Chop chop jobby.
Who knew you won this week? Well done. I don't think I'm ever going to win this, but well done.
Chop, but
you did deny that you were AI as well.
I did deny I was AI. Yeah.
In fact, anytime you are doing a prank, you're denying an awful lot of things. Thank you very much to Dave and Fionnuala back here on iRadio from 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
That is Breakfast Rolled. Did you have fun?
Always.
And we will see you after the weekend. There will be Best Bits actually on Sunday from 9 a.m. if you want to check that out on iRadio. But we'll see you Monday morning, 6 till 10 a.m. And we have tickets for you to go and see The Weeknd live in Dublin during the summer.
Nice.
All right. Good luck to you.
Bye.